America prayed together today in what might be called a hallowed hall, the infield of Yankee Stadium. Thousands came to a bereavement service hosted by James Earl Jones and Oprah Winfrey. A panoply assembled, the sight of so many other uniforms in the house that Ruth built, as in Babe Ruth, reminded us of how American America looks now. Black and brown, wrapped in saffron robes and navy suits, Sikhs in turbans, cardinals in skull caps, Coptic priests and Cub Scouts mingling with the uniformed ranks of those who put up a valiant, if doomed, defense of the Trade Center, the firefighters and police officers. Mayor Rudy Giuliani said it was true that New York will never be the same. It will, he said, be better. Here are some scenes from today's ceremony.
Oh, say, you see.
Today we come together in the capital of the world as a united city. We're accompanied by religious leaders of every faith to offer a prayer for the families of those who have been lost, to offer a prayer for our city, and to offer a prayer for America.
We who all believe that we must face one another as members of one human family to find shalom, to find salam, and to find peace. Amen.
We see more clearly than ever that what we share as Americans and as human beings is far greater than that which divides us.
Today that from the ashes of the Trade Center, the Pentagon, and that field in Pennsylvania, that will rise a new spirit of beauty and unity in our country, creating a new tapestry of one heart, one hope, one voice, one America.
Como dice la escritura, por tu causa somos entregados continuamente a la muerte. Se nos considera como
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Good evening from NPR News.